This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department on Tuesday ordered a significant number of its remaining staff at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul to leave Afghanistan as the military steps up the pullout of American troops from the country. The order came as the U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan told lawmakers that it no longer made sense to continue the 20-year deployment of American troops there. At the same time, Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad said that he did share lawmakers' concerns that the rights of women and minorities could be jeopardized after the withdrawal's complete. Shortly before he spoke, the State Department said it had instructed all personnel to depart unless their jobs require them to be physically located in Afghanistan. The order was not specific as to the number of people affected, but it went well beyond the usual curtailment of staffers for security and safety reasons. Such orders normally apply only to non-essential personnel. A Moscow court on Tuesday restricted the activities of an organization founded by imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny, pending a decision on whether it and its offices across Russia should be outlawed as extremist groups. The ruling on the Foundation for Fighting Corruption by the Moscow City Court was another step in the sweeping crackdown on Navalny, his allies, and political infrastructure. The prosecutor's office had petitioned the court to label the foundation and Navalny's network of regions as extremist.